It's Morning Edition. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney, and I'm here with my friend and colleague, Jamie Paisley, and it's time for this week's Arts Crawl. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, indeed.
Okay, Jamie, what's up first on our list?
Well, it is an interesting partnership that I found courtesy of the Broad Museum that's on MSU, but they're going off campus to that kind of indie theater in Riotown, the Robin Theater. They're collaborating at the Robin Theater on Friday at 7 o'clock, an evening of Iranian films. And there's live action, there's some animation, and I think given lots of current events right now, I think that's something that will be a very interesting event, and the things that are brushed upon in this collaboration at the Riotown Robin Theater. The program is called Not Far From Here, Broad Underground Film Series, and I think that's going to be very, very... I don't know what's going to be on there, and I think that's a great thing. There is also the winter concert called Tradition, courtesy of the Lansing Children's Choir, Megan Hagel directing them in that performance. That's going to be on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the First Presbyterian Church of Lansing. And I think this is really cool. Yes, it's a children's choir concert, but it's also their performance right before they're going to be singing at the Breslin Center next week, next Friday, and I know that's in the future, but they're going to be doing the national anthem for the Harlem Globetrotters at the Breslin Center. How cool is that?
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
So here is a bit of the Lansing Children's Choir.
Okay, Jamie, well, I'm looking at our list right now, and what is this minty thing that we have up next?
The Peppermint Creek Theater Company. They're kind of a smaller theater group here in the Lansing area. They've fairly recently changed their performing venue as well. So this next performance coming up this weekend and next weekend of a bit of a satire play called Gloria, about kind of a magazine atmosphere in Manhattan and all that gung-ho attitude from the assistants there trying to write their first book. And yes, it's a satire, but it is worth mentioning. While there is some comedy elements, there's a bit of violence in it. It is definitely not for all ages. In fact, the Peppermint Creek Theater Company have a bit of a disclaimer about that on their website of peppermintcreek.org. But this performance this weekend and next will be at the Temple House just north of the Capitol Building here in Lansing.
Okay, so maybe get a sitter for that one and make it a date night.
Yes, but of course it is something for all ages next, courtesy of the 10 Pound Fiddle, who we should mention are a supporter for Folk with Matt Watroba here on WKAR, but they have their Contra and Square Dance event. It's a regular thing coming up at the Lansing Central United Methodist Church at 7 o'clock this Saturday. And for it, yes, there's plenty of dancing and all that fun entertainment. On tap for this performance, they have the caller by the name of Dwayne Johnson. And if you are a pop culture maven, you know that that is also the name of The Rock. He is not the same Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, so The Rock won't be here.
No, so far as I know, that is not going to be the case. But there will be a regular group with them, the Scarlet Runner String Band. And we did find a performance of them doing a bit of the 10-pound fiddle contra dance audio as well from just a couple of months ago.
Do you square dance, Jamie?
I did in high school when I was very much into the Quaker Friends meeting group.
New neighbor by the left.
Okay, Jamie, well, we have one more thing in this week's Arts Crawl, so what's the last thing you want to tell us?
For that, it would be the tradition from the MSU College of Music, who again are a sponsor of WKAR, but it's an important concert because it's for their Martin Luther King Jr. Kind of remembrance concert. It's called Spirituals, Prayer, and Protest, and it features a lot of spoken word, a lot of jazz performances, but it's centered around the poetry of Maya Angelou, and Still I Rise is the central figure of this upcoming concert. It's going to be Sunday, the 19th, at both 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. It is worth mentioning, however, that last year when they had these performances, they were completely sold out. So as of the time of this recording of Mary Ellen and I speaking, they are not sold out, but I cannot promise it will stay that way. It's the MSU College of Music's Spirituals, Prayer, and Protest Concert in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
So you want to get your tickets for that one as soon as you can, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. As always, if you'd like to attend these events, there will be a list of them on our website, wkar.org. Of course, not a complete list of everything happening in Michigan. You can find our community calendar also on wkar.org. Jamie, thank you so much for being here.
Surely. See you next week.
See you next week.